there is one frightful charge of condemnation. He says here, and I'm reading my translation, "But I have against you that you tolerate the woman Jezebel, who calls herself the prophetess, and she teaches and seduces my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed to idols." This was the period when this woman Jezebel brought paganism into Israel, the northern kingdom. Now, this was the period that, as the church expanded throughout Europe, idolatry and pagan practice were mingled with Christian worship. The papacy was elevated to a place of secular power under Gregory I in 590 AD, and later by Gregory VII, better known as Hildebrand, in 1073 through 1085. And then this is the period that introduced rituals, personal faith in Jesus Christ, and church doctrine was supplanted by rituals. Here was the period of the worship of the Virgin and child introduced, and the Mass, and it became a part of church service. Purgatory became a positive doctrine, and Mass was said for the dead. And these spurious documents labeled the Donation of Constantine and the Decretals of Isidore were circulated to give power and rulership to the Pope. As Jezebel killed Naboth and persecuted God's prophets, so the church instituted the Inquisition during this period. And seduce here means a fundamental departure from the truth. That's Vincent's interpretation. Now, Jezebel stands in sharp contrast to Lydia, who came from Thyatira. Jezebel is merely a forerunner of the apostate church, we'll see in Revelation 17. Now, he says, "I gave her space to repent of her fornication. She repented not." And there's been no change down through the centuries in this system. Verse 22, "Behold, I'll cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds." Great tribulation could refer to the persecution that Rome is enduring, I think, under communism, and has. Or it may mean the great tribulation into which the apostate church will go. Their deeds here should be translated her deeds. And he says, "And I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I'm he that searcheth the reins and hearts, and I'll give unto every one of you according to your works." Children are those that were brought up in the system. And death refers to the second death. And all the churches are the church of all the ages. And reins means here actually kidneys. And it refers to the total psychological makeup, the thoughts, the feelings, and the purposes. He searcheth the reins, that is, our entire being. Now, verse 24, he says here, "But I say unto you, and unto the rest in Thyatira, who do not hold this doctrine, which are of those who have not known the depths of Satan, as they say, I will put upon you none other burden." Actually, this church here, we know from history, had a very brief period because it went down when the city went down, when the enemy came in. Now, the depths of Satan refer perhaps to a Gnostic sect known as the Ophites, who worshipped a serpent. And they made a parody of Paul's words. All heresy boasts of superior spiritual perception, and that's what this group did. Now, in verse 25, "But that which ye have already, hold fast till I come." And that obviously begins now to say to the church, "I'm coming to take you out, and because of that, you should stand for me." And he says, "He that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him I'll give power over the nations." The works of Christ are in contrast to the works of Jezebel. The works of Christ are wrought by the Holy Spirit, and we overcome by faith and not by effort. And give power over the nations is explained when Paul wrote to the Corinthians and said we're to rule over the nations, even angels. Verse 28, he says, "I'll give him the morning star." And this bright and morning star refers to the hope of the church today. The rapture of the church is coming for his own. looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. And now he gives to this church the same he gives to all. Verse 29, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. The children of Jezebel will not hear, but the true children of the Lord Jesus will hear, for the Spirit opens blood-tipped ears." And we're seeing that. And out of both Protestantism and Romanism, there are multitudes that are turning to Christ. And this is a wonderful thing.